Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Peeper Seed Farms has three excellent seed wheat varieties for wheat growers to select from in 2021. Bob Dole, SY Monument, and Green Hammer all have very good agronomics to help farmers obtain maximum forage and grain yields, along with good milling and baking qualities. Call today to reserve your seed wheat for this fall. Call Joe at 580-541-1949. That's 580-541-1949.
In recent years, cotton acreage has grown in Oklahoma, and today we are the third largest cotton state in the U.S. based on acres planted. Oklahoma Cotton Council is proud to serve the cotton producers and those who are a part of the cotton industry, promoting and protecting their interests. The Oklahoma Cotton Council works for the cotton farmer in areas of research, advocacy, and education. Follow the Oklahoma Cotton Council on Facebook or check out the Oklahoma Cotton Council website, okecotton.org. Brian Whitaker, Extension Specialist for Rural Economic Development at Oklahoma State University, talked about the ins and outs of rural broadband at the Women in Ag Conference. Rural Oklahoma is below the national average when it comes to the availability and adoption of broadband, according to Whitaker, but soon there may be some additional funds available for rural broadband.
Every county in Oklahoma is going to get some local coronavirus relief funds, and that money is specifically to be used for infrastructure projects. And I always make the case that broadband is an important part of that. There's other infrastructure too, but we know broadband is important. So yes, the county commissioners are the ones who are going to distribute or decide how these funds are spent. And so I encourage people to talk to their county commissioners. I gave some ways for people to check up their own broadband situation, what's available to them, and make the argument if it's a problem in your county, hey, let's spend some of those funds on improving our broadband situation.
Ultimately, installing broadband in rural communities comes down to two things: economics and communities' relationships with their local providers.
There are some, like out in the Panhandle, you know, you've got Panhandle Telephone, who has very deep relationships with their constituents, and they invested in fiber, you know, relatively early on, and it really does come down to, you know, how invested they are in the community, what they want to be able to do. They're not always making a return on those investments. In some places, it's not economically feasible to go in and lay miles and miles of fiber, and you only have, you know, a couple hundred households. So it really does come down to the economics of the situation, and then what your relationship is like with those local providers.
Most people have smartphones now, which can access the internet, but Whitaker says there's a difference between working on your smartphone versus a computer.
You know, a lot of people use their cell phone for internet, and that's all they have. And if that's your situation, it's certainly understandable. But there's a difference between, you know, filling out a resume on your smartphone and doing it on a computer and filling out a PDF form. And so there are limits to what you can do from a mobile with a mobile smartphone connection. So we kind of make the argument that, you know, where we're going, you're going to need more speeds. You're going to be doing things like Zoom calls, uploading files, YouTube videos. You need more speed. And so fiber is kind of the gold standard for broadband access. And so a lot of people are pushing for fiber connectivity, especially with all this money coming down the road. So there is a difference between a fixed connection, which is what a fiber or cable connection would be, and a mobile connection, which is what most people have through their smartphone.
In another step to make rural broadband even more accessible, the federal government is offering financial aid to households that qualify as part of the Emergency Broadband Benefit Program. To see if you qualify, you can go to the EBB website, where online or paper applications can be found, or you can always reach out to your OSU County Extension office for help. You've got farm news on Ron. Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.